Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The IPS reports that there are no visible sunspots on the Earth-facing side of the Sun, and that means that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number have fallen to very low levels. The flux level is noted at 73, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 8, that's single figure 8. And we're moving through sunspot cycle number 24, which is not expected to end until sometime around this time in the year 2019. So in the meantime, long distance propagation on darkness and semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will be unsatisfactory. And that type of condition is expected to remain for some considerable time. Well, not to be concerned about low sunspots, reception continues to be rather good here in Melbourne during our morning period. The morning period is around our local sunrise. And here's a summary of notable frequency occupancies made by myself across the time span 2200 to 2230 with a focus on Asia. That's 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. here in wintry Melbourne. 9320, the Philippines. The Voice of America from the Chenang Station in Cambodia. And 9405, the Philippines. The Far East Broadcasting Company, its morning service in Chinese, from signing on at 2225. And 9410, China Radio International, from Kashi, the transmitting site there in China, in Portuguese. 9450, Taiwan, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese, and the same program on 9900. 9490, an interesting signal from Madagascar, World Christian Broadcasting Organization, with its programs in Chinese for morning reception in Asia, and particularly in China, of course. 9570, another frequency for China Radio International from Urumqi in France. And 9600, interesting frequency choice from the Philippines, the Vatican Radio, using the IVB's relay station at Tanang, also with morning programs in Chinese. 9625, Philippines, the Voice of America, also from Tanang with morning program in Chinese. 9635, the Voice of Vietnam from Hanoi with the Dialects program, that's the domestic service program. 9665, China National Radio Network 5, in Chinese. And 9685, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting station in Portuguese. 9805, the Korean Broadcasting System from Kinzhou in South Korea, with its morning program in Japanese. And China National Radio Network 1 on 9830 in Chinese, of course.
and 9880, an interesting frequency. China Radio International from Kashi with its programming in Esperanto, one of the few shortwave stations currently broadcasting in that language. So that was a summary of some notable frequency occupancies made here in Melbourne across the time span 2200 to 2230 with a focus on Asia. Some notes now, accredited to the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter published from Sofia. As concerned transmissions heard in Eastern Europe recently by various monitors. Bangladesh, Radio Bangladesh, the 19 meter band, noted 1400 to 1430 on 15505, with Urdu intended for Western Asia. Transmitted 250 kilowatts and the antenna 290 degrees, that's 290. Reception of Transworld Radio Africa by Manzini in the newly renamed country of Eswatini, broadcasting between 1400 and 1415 on 15360 in Urdu daily, and on 15105 between 1557 and 1627 in the African language Kurundi, Mondays to Fridays, and their broadcast to initially Southern Asia and Southern Africa. Transmitter 100 kilowatts on each frequency, reporting 100 services on an antenna azimuth of 043 degrees, and the second transmission is on an antenna and is azimuth of 013 degrees. Also from the shortwave listener DX Bulgaria newsletter, reception of Voice of Amara radio via the Dissident relay station in France, 15360, 1700 to 1800, to East Africa in Amharic on Wednesdays and Saturdays to Mondays. 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 120 degrees. Voice of Greece, noted in Eastern Europe on 9420 and 9935, two transmitters carrying the same program in Greece, in Greek. 150 kilowatts, 150, and the antenna azimuth 323 and 285 degrees. And that's between 0650 and 0700. And news in Arabic and Serbian, noted around about 0700 at around 2706. NHK World Radio via the relay station at Madagascar on 11790. 0530 to 0600 with programs in Swahili to Eastern Central Africa on the weak signals. 250 kilowatts and 305 degrees. And also NHK World Radio Radio Japan at 0530 to 0600 on 11790 and 330 degrees, 330 to Far Eastern Russia in Russian. Kuwait, reception of Radio Kuwait on 15530 and 15540, two frequencies there, until 0800, that's 0730 to 0800 on 15530 in English to Western Europe, that replaces 11970 with 250 kilowatts, 310 degrees antenna, and 0800 to 0803, same frequency, 15530, with Persian to Western Europe, that normally is heard on 7250. And 1600 to 1800 on 15540, to Southern Asia in Urdu, and that transmission is 250 kilowatts with 100 degrees antenna. And at 500 to 0900, 15515, Arabic to East Asia, 250 kilowatts and 059 degrees. And 17760, 1000 to 1200, broadcasting to Southern Asia in Filipino, 250 kilowatts and 084 degrees. And on 15110, from 0945 to 15325, to Western Europe in Arabic. That's the general service, and that's in the DRN visitor mode. And 9750, 1055 to 1325 in Arabic, in the Middle East and Africa, general service, and that's in the AM mode. 315. So those notes were from the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter concerning reception recently in Eastern Europe and particularly in Sofia, Bulgaria.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
That make us all unique.